Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having one of the original founding members of our Brain Trust back on the show, Ken Grombach. We've already celebrated his 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1998. Ken is an internationally recognized expert. Is a demographer, an outstanding demographer. He is our original demographer in the Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books on the topic, including his new one, The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. Ken Grombach, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. That's Kenneth W. Grombach, by the way, on the website, on the book. Hey, Ken, you're really excited about the real estate industry, aren't you?
I'm really excited about what's happening in housing, period. Because I share the platform quite often with economists, and this is in good fun, because the economist and I have, you know, we have a give and take that's sometimes a little contentious.
Right.
But I say that economists forecast things after they happen.
Well, that's what Reagan said. Reagan said, an economist looks at something happening in reality and wonders if it would happen in theory.
Boy, that's a great.
And wonders if it would work in theory. That's yeah. Ronald Reagan, bless his heart.
I'm writing that down right now. Well, what's happening is, you know, it's all over the Wall Street Journal, all over the papers too. The attorneys general across the United States and the Obama administration have put pressure on the big banks to clear the foreclosures. Mm-hmm. The foreclosures have messed up the supply and demand, or actually the supply of houses.
Two years ago, Florida had a 10-year inventory of housing.
Yeah, well, and where did that come from? An economist,
yeah.
10 years. Well, now, you know, I speak in Florida quite often, and I recently spoke to a municipality in Florida, and I told him, I said, you see all these empty condos and you see all these empty storefronts. Mm-hmm. I said, it scares you to death, and things like you probably think that the world has come to an end. I said, you don't have enough inventory for what's going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at me like I have two heads. And I said, you have a crop of baby boomers up north that are going to move down here. They're going to do it suddenly because their retirement has been held hostage by the foreclosures.
Mm-hmm.
And once that's over, I said, we could have as many, get this, Jim, we could have as many as, I'm going to take a good guess, about 7-8 million boomers retire suddenly.
And retire which way? Into the South? You mean to Florida, places like that?
Well, they're not going to go to Alaska.
Well, so what's that going to do to the housing market in the states where they are?
People are spooked by that. I was addressing a group up here, and they said, okay, well, we're going to have all kinds of inventory up here. We're dead in the water again. I said, no, you're not. Because the first thing that's going to happen is boomers are going to retire. It's going to be a serious, serious brain drain on the North. Recruiters are going to go wild getting new people to come and fill those positions,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to need houses. So don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it still makes you think
that from an equity standpoint, I mean, you can't buy a home in Florida if it's harder to buy a home in Florida if you don't get the equity you need out of your home in Massachusetts.
The equity, that's the whole thing, Jim. In 2007, we had $14 trillion in equity in our homes, according to the
mm-hmm.
FHA.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2011, we had six.
Mm-hmm.
So what that did was it just froze housing because mm-hmm. the houses were upside down. As now, we're reading in the Wall Street Journal that we don't have enough supply to handle the demand. What do you think that's going to do to equity? Equity's going to go through the roof.
Yeah, it's going to go. It's going to go up. It's just going to take some time to equal out everything, to sort of get some equilibrium there between the supply and the demand equity. But another thing, and I want to talk about this in the second segment, is something that you and I have talked a little bit about in the past, but I think it's worth discussing, and that is the difference in the home expectations of the generations.
We're talking about new construction.
All right, but I'm not – okay, that's fine, but also – but those people who are moving from Massachusetts to Florida aren't selling a new constructed house. They're selling a 50-year-old house. So when we come back, I'm going to get Ken to tell us what's going to happen to the homes that you already own. Who's going to buy that house? And what are the demographics show there? 20 till, I'm Jim Blassing. I'm right back with Ken Grombach. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.